Hey, KFC Radio listeners, you can find every episode of KFC Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
I've done a photo shoot in a bathtub, I have a tattoo on it, and I haven't gotten so much as a free mini Sour Patch Kid. So if you don't fucking subscribe, fuck!
It's another edition of KFC Radio on the Barstool Sports Network. I got my tinfoil hat out on day three of the Dr. Seuss situation. As of right now, as we record this, the top 30 books on like the bestseller list, all 30 are Dr. Seuss books, because you got all these freaks who think that it's like the end of Dr. Seuss, buying up every fucking kid's book they can find because they're never going to be available again. And right now, the Dr. Seuss estate is just aching it. And they're the ones who came out and did this, which is why, on the one hand, I don't think you can even call it cancel culture when, like, the company itself says, hey, we're going to take these off the shelves.
Right. Like, when I had all my blogs riddled with N-words, I was like, I'm just going to go back and delete those.
Yeah,
I wasn't getting canceled.
You weren't canceled. Now they'll say that
you
were,
didn't
like,
laugh
pressured.
Enough at that. You had to really acknowledge that I was kidding there for a second.
Yeah, it didn't really register.
You're like, exactly. That's what I've been saying.
I mean, I was thinking, when you said old blogs, I was thinking, like, well, I've had to delete a couple.
But then you finished
that sentence with all my N-words.
Yeah,
and
those blogs don't exist. I've actually never gone back to delete an old blog of mine. There definitely have been that just disappeared, but I've personally never gone back and been like, I don't remember any of the fucking blogs I wrote. I probably should have gone back and deleted it, or should go back. I don't fucking know. But
that makes one of us. I've definitely had to go back and delete some blogs. There was the one infamous one was when I republish it every year, so that's why I had to change it, because it's been published in 2010, it's been published in 2020, but it was the Christmas Eve Mass blog that I write, where I quoted Always Sunny, episode, what, one?
N-words hanging from the rafters.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's the funniest fucking line in the world. And in the beginning, I said it. I just wrote it on the blog, because it was very, and I put it in quotes, and it was obviously referencing a TV show, but now, it just says, like, I have people hanging from the rafters. It doesn't make much sense, but, there's other blogs that I've definitely deleted. I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm sure.
Yeah, so like, that's just what happened. People are like, I wish I didn't say that. Like, it was a different time. I said things different.
It's like deleting a tweet, you know. But I guess the rebuttal to that is people say, like, well, you wouldn't even do that if you didn't feel pressured to do so.
No, I would.
But also,
there are plenty of things I just did. Like, wish
I was
going to
say.
Like,
if you do feel pressured.
No one's seen it. If I knew about it, I'd be like, if it was a published mega book. I'd probably remember it rather than a blog when I was writing 12 blogs a day.
Right.
But the
big ones that matter. I mean, if you were pressured into it, then I don't know. We can have a discussion about like your motives behind it and all that. But if you just felt like, oh, I got to clean this up, which is how he felt. Direct quotes like from his kids being like, he regretted those pictures, those cartoons, that language, and like wishes he didn't do it. And there was, you know, it was the one quote I read that you sent me was like, he said he drew like some Asian stereotypes and was like, yeah, that's just how they did cartoons like 50 years ago. And I played into it and I wish I didn't. So I changed it. It's like, and then I also, and Rowan said this on the rundown, if you like own up to something and you kind of get ahead of it, or in this, not get ahead of it, but like you reacted appropriately, then the mob can't like come for you then. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It's already like, I already done it. I've already acknowledged this. So, you know, they're already out there. I changed the ones that I could. there are going to be some more that you can reference, but too late. You know, it's like, you can't fire me. I quit. You know, you can't cancel me. I cancel myself.
That, it's like why I just end with every joke with like, I was fucked up.
Yeah, just
getting ahead of it.
Yeah, like, you were smart with the Tiger Woods tweet. I like reserve the right to delete this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm putting that right into
just
action.
Just gonna get ahead of it. It's pretty easy to do.
When Jenna Marbles canceled herself.
Oh,
remember that?
Vaguely.
Like, I don't know what that was all about, but like, she definitely didn't really catch any heat for it.
What is it? I remember the action of it. I don't remember the cause or why.
It was so silly. I can't even remember either. It was just like there.
I think
she did something with like makeup on her face where it was blackface, but it was like, actually, I don't even want to speculate. I don't know what it was, but she did say like, I had some insensitive videos, so I'm deleting them. And then nobody came for her. And I bet you people were like, looking, I mean, it's the first time I heard her name in the news in a long time. And,
right.
And the same thing going on with Dr. Seuss right now, where it's like, maybe the Dr. Seuss estate is just deep down racists and don't really care. They just wanted to move books. Top 30 on the list. You know, he's the second highest posthumous celebrity earner. It's Michael Jackson and then him.
That actually doesn't surprise. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Right.
But you're
when
right.
You think like, about it,
makes,
it's like, oh,
it
yeah.
makes perfect I mean, sense.
He is that dude. There's a reason why it was his birthday. That's National Reading Day because they were like, let's do it on Dr. Seuss's birthday because he's that motherfucker.
He's got a casino after him. Remember? We've been to it in Springfield, Mass.
That's a Dr. Seuss?
Yeah, it's all Dr. Seuss
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
that was
outside?
Cool.
It's like the factory.
Yeah, that was very cool.
It's Springfield, right? Yeah, it's Springfield, mm-hmm. Mass. That's his, I don't know if it was his hometown or mm-hmm. became his hometown or whatever it is. But he's a Mass guy, so yeah, he's probably pretty racist. And
he was born in like 1904.
Yeah,
it's like yeah, you're racist. Right. You're just absolutely gonna be racist.
Yeah,
and I mean,
you
and
draw
now,
yellow Chinamen. That's
just how it
that
happens.
Checks out.
Yeah.
But then he actually also later in his life he became extremely leftist.
Yeah, well he used, not
just with the acknowledgement, but just like. It was like the first time like America First became a thing, and he just did cartoons about how America First is just Nazis and all kinds
of
stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was a change of heart or just like a – I don't even think it's a change of heart rather than like you were raised in a time and then started thinking for yourself a little
that's
bit more.
That's 100% like, where it is. Yeah, and that's where it's like – and the amount of people who like took up arms for him. And
can you imagine being so obsessed
with
being anti-cancel culture, which is – Again, I'm fucking so goddamn fucking sick of that stupid fucking phrase. But the that you're like, I gotta buy 50 children's books right now.
That's what's so funny.
Like, you're at home in your drum t-shirt being like, I need one fish, two fish, three fish, blue fish, or whatever the fuck it is, red fish, blue
fish. The other thing, too, though. It's not that. It's like his second dad.
Right, I hadn't heard of any of them.
It's not Green Eggs and Ham. It's not One Fish, Two Fish. It's not the Lorax.
But those aren't the books that are popular because they're already obviously taken off shelves. They're not selling them. I think One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. Is that what it is?
Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish.
Is that even a book or is that a
no,
page of
what
book?
Called.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
That, I think that's number one. And yeah, Cat in the Hat is two.
And there's that, the, you know, all the places you'll go is when you buy for high school graduates.
Yeah.
And everyone just throws it in the fucking garbage. But no, these matter
no
so much.
No one even breaks that book's spine.
Yeah.
But, thank you. You gave me the least original gift
of all time.
So thanks, Gramps.
But that's what
$25 check. I'll take that out, and there you go. Trash.
I think we should start a Twitter account called Anti-ATI and talk about how Answer the Internet needs to be canceled. The ones with the midgets and all the that's questionable. And then these fucking things will be flying off the shelves, baby. Top one in every category. Buy your ATI while you can because they're never going to be on the shelves ever again. And while you're at it, same thing with our sweatshirts and all of our merch. And you have to download our podcast because it's going to disappear soon. I mean, the quickest way to mobilize people is just sprinkle the idea.
Pretend you're being canceled.
Sprinkle the idea. And
we said
rally.
Midget in a card game we created, or I guess the question was a long time ago. The question was 10 years ago, longer than that probably. And now we have it in a card game because we just forgot to change the copy on it, really. Basically,
pure laziness.
Yeah, it's just that's the same reason we don't have commas in places and some questions are tough to understand. Because we really didn't go over the copy that closely. So
Nor the gameplay.
Yeah.
Not a single
person.
Well,
the gameplay we were fucking forced into.
Yeah.
We didn't want a gameplay
at all.
They're like, everything's got to have points and it's got to be in sections. The guy who forces into that is fucking fired now.
But I know. I think sometimes.
Why we listen to that goddamn asshole?
I feel like we get bullied into things, or I know I do. I remember even when we sold the bracelets and certain shirts over the years where I remember being like, all right, this is how it goes now. You're a part of a company this, you know, this girl from like marketing says this is the way to make money. It's what she's done in the past. Let me do it. And in my heart, I was like, I wouldn't wear this. I wouldn't sell this. I wouldn't do the gameplay. And I just go with the flow instead of saying no. I think I'm going to start saying like, no.
We started doing these things my way now. So we started that was an offensive episode or segment. Tell the sponsors to go fuck themselves.
Right.
I don't really give a shit.
Right.
It's if they want to go, if they want to leave, they can leave.
That's why
we'll find someone new, I think.
I do genuinely think that's probably why when I do. Yeah. Well, that's I was going to say, this is where I like to try to be careful because I keep saying all the time, the reason why I'm so anti cancel culture and the Mina fans get mad at me and I argue with the fucking right people and I'm like, I don't get canceled. I always get canceled, but I don't get
you get yelled
canceled.
At for a day. Right. That's what we've always said. You probably have a bad day.
But I do like to.
I can't believe we talk about this again. It's not our fault. I don't want to talk about this, but it's trending on Twitter every goddamn day. Find a new slant, everybody. Find a new slant. Today it was hashtag cancel culture. It's like, shut up, you illiterate motherfuckers.
I actually do. I do even think I heard Kirk the other day say something like, yeah, I don't even talk about it much anymore because there's nothing left to talk about. It's like we've had all of the takes. But I did say, I was like, I don't get canceled. Like, I think I said it with the troops episode. I was like, yeah, like, we're talking about getting canceled. We never get canceled. And then someone hit me with old takes exposed. And I was like, yeah, see, I don't want to say because I will. And then it's going to be like, oh, he said he couldn't be canceled. But I welcome the warm embrace one day. I said on the rundown, I want to make all my money. I want it to happen when I want it to happen. But I'll never – like, I want someone to force me into retirement, you know? Like, oh, I'm canceling. I got to go.
Well, that's kind of like how I look at death. It's like right, just, kind of okay. Too much of a pussy to do it myself. Mm-hmm. But if you could handle it pretty sooner rather than later.
The exact reason okay why you that. Don't kill yourself is why I'll never quit vlogging. So I need it to come. So you know, and that's just where you've been extra fidgety these days doing the podcast. Like, what are you doing right now?
People are leaving two things. I'm a child. Yeah. You're leaving things in front of it.
But right now,
if
you're watching.
This side of the desk used to be empty.
If you're watching on the YouTube, John is playing with what looks like a piece of glass.
Piece of plexiglass.
Plexiglass? Okay.
I'm trying to fit it in this little crack here.
Yeah.
John, we noticed this. We have some things coming for you. For this reason.
Oh yeah? Oh yeah. Wow, you actually succeeded.
I got it. Yeah. So guess what? I'm gonna fit in that one in a little bit.
You got John like some toys to play with?
Yeah, exactly.
See, I just flipped my pen. If you're watching on the YouTube, I flipped my pen. John plays with I almost want to see almost like putting subtitles on the teleprompter for Ron Burgundy to see if he'll read anything. Like, what if I just put like a porcupine, like a cactus there, and John would just grab it? Yeah. I think you'd touch and play with absolutely anything.
If you put a fucking dildo here, I'd be sucking that thing by the first ad read.
Let me look around. I can probably find one.
What is it, Mac, when they leave a pen? It's my favorite Sonny episode. The gang gets analyzed, and they leave a pen
on the desk.
And he leaves it on his desk, and Mac like picks it up and he starts like sucking it, and then Dennis comes in. And he's like, "Even a well placed pen can have quite an effect on a man like this." I bet Mac had quite the time with this, didn't he? And like Mac just kind of looking at it. And it's before he came out as gay. It is. It's so goddamn fucking funny.
Mac does it with gay. You do it like you're being a child. It's just, you tap into your inner feelings. But all the more reason to always watch on YouTube. Go subscribe. We're 100 subscriptions away from John having to do having to host an episode, do the ads, and inherently that means do his Irish bro.
Yeah.
So buckle up. So
my Irish accent is like Frankenstein's glasses. And I'm like, people won't say I suck at this if I just do it stupid.
That's very true. It's just, I'm making it a bit.
I'm
so
just
like it's,
covering my own ass.
Right.
Not like, oh, John stutters. No, I don't think so. I do.
Not anymore. I don't.
It's all part of the bit, lad.
I said earlier today how goddamn pathetic I feel begging for fucking subscribers on YouTube far below what we're worth and what we should be at. And I said every day on the internet, I feel like Jeb Bush just saying, please clap. It's just, I just don't make me do it.
I'll do something here for a little YouTube visual. It'll be audio as well.
Oh God. Oh God, he's taking his belt off.
Let me take my pants off real quick.
Oh boy. We're getting kicked off of YouTube.
All right, this is the thing I've been thinking about for a while.
John is now.
No,
I'm going to tell you. You have to watch.
No, no time like the present. Hey. Hey, Sour Patch Kids, you motherfuckers. If you don't fucking start advertising with us, or at least give me free Sour Patch Kids, because I've had none. I haven't gotten one single. Nary an SPK have I received. I am going to get this fucking tattoo removed. That's a fact. And I fucking promise you that. I've done a photo shoot in a bathtub. I have a tattoo on it. And I haven't gotten so much as a free mini Sour Patch Kid. So if you don't fucking fuck a free one. If you don't start advertising with this show, I'm getting this tattoo removed. I will hold a press conference like LeBron James in The Decision where I select my new candy.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That sounds awesome. That sounds absolutely awesome.
That's what's going to happen unless you cut a check to Barstool Sports. Fucking Hairbo, here I come.
Oh, man. I can't decide what I want to happen more. I can't decide whether I want SBK to cut a fat check or John sits there and he has a bag of gummy bears and he has a bear of peach rings and he has a bag of fucking the little worms, the neon worms.
Yeah.
And
you just Twin snakes are probably coming for that ass, baby.
I'm taking my talents to Swedish Fish, motherfucker. Oh, man. Yeah, it's almost, if you were my friend and you were going after a girl like this, and like this would be like, bro, come on, enough. Like, she doesn't like you, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
they DM me all the time. They DM me. They give me eyes emojis. Like, they want to fuck me. You want to fuck me?
Then fuck me.
Get in bed with me.
Fuck me. Fuck me, Sour Patch Kids. Bend me over and fuck me. Shit, or get off the pot.
That hurt my back.
Yeah, that's gonna set you back about a week. That you're gonna be paying for that one. You're gonna need like an ice bath after that. Wow. We need to simmer down.
Oh, actually, you know, I'm still hot. While I'm still hot, I'm going to go on another thing. And while I'm just yelling at people on this stupid fucking show, I got another threat. Because I guess I was told, I don't know if it's out yet. Casey was in the green room the other day getting makeup done for some shit. Probably just no reason. And she told me that BFS was on in there. And they were talking about the Trisha Paytas thing, where Trisha Paytas tried to get to me. What? She yelled at me on fucking YouTube for a little bit? Look at me. Still here.
Oh, wait. She tried to cancel you? Literally?
They couldn't figure out who I was because no one was added in the video. So they was like, who's that guy in the flannel shirt? Fuck him.
Wait, I'll comment now. Get her fucking subscribers over
here. He's a piece of shit. One of them.
Let's get in a feud with Trisha Paytas.
One of the comments was outrageous. Like, I can tell just by like this man's reactions how many women he's raped and paid off and shit. It was over the line. I'll say it. It was
inappropriate.
It was too much. It was way too much. I was trying to find it. It was like, I think.
Holy shit.
It's like a stoolie who tweeted it at me. And I think even he was like, I don't want this on my Twitter. I'm going to delete it.
Yeah.
I tried to go back and find it. It was like I remembered who.
Why? Because we're talking about how Trisha Paytas is like an OnlyFans who like pees on camera for money.
That's the point here. So on BFS they're talking about it. Dave couldn't have been less interested, and it was like Brianna was trying to explain like what was going on. She's like, and you know, Fights is doing like his puke thing, and I was like, I'm sick of people. I'm going to fucking stop doing lowering the bar if people keep accusing me of fucking fake puking.
Like, by doing my puke thing, you mean vomiting?
It's a show where they make you eat disgusting things, and I have a notably weak stomach. That just fucking happens sometimes. But if I keep getting accused by people at this goddamn company of fake puking, I'm done with lowering the bar.
Or you just, you know what you should do? Just puke on them.
I'm done with it.
Be like, oh, yeah, this is fake. Puke on your fucking desk.
And like, it's on video. I'm throwing up. You fucking talking about fake puking. Anyway, the Trisha Paytas thing, they were describing it as I was like, went over there. Brianna was like, well, we were watching a video of her just doing a house tour naked. And Fights was like doing his puke thing. No.
Niente.
We were not watching. I did watch the house tour. I was fine watching that. It's a rather large woman walking around her house naked. I can watch that all day. Mm-hmm. Doesn't bother me in the slightest. When I first got over there, she was pissing into a pool. Into
not
a pool.
In the pool. Into.
Into a pool. Very and she was trying to play it off as squirting. And as a guy who's seen a lot of fucking squirting videos, I know sometimes they'll even pretend. I can tell that that's piss right there. But at least they'll fucking fiddle with the clit enough so it kind of sprays like a hose. And, you know, like when you put your thumb on the end of it. And then, and this one, she wasn't even trying.
She's just like this.
This one, she was just like, I have a dildo on me and I'm peeing. Because guess what? It's different holes. I always forget
that. I can do that,
yeah. I was like, what is this magic act? But she was just dilling herself and just a stream of piss just coming right out of her. And I was like, that's disgusting. It's just... A woman taking a piss who, you know, not my thing.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Not into the water.
I didn't know exactly what I was walking into. I didn't think it was piss play. Took me by surprise. Gag reflex a little bit. It wasn't a ton. It was just like, and it was like, and I said, you know, change it to the naked video. I'll watch her walk around an empty house naked. Fine with that.
Sure.
Anyway, wasn't a fake pee.
Isn't it funny how you'll watch a girl squirt, but you see her pee, and you're like, it's literally the same exact thing.
Well, you can see the different hue colors.
Oh,
you're dehydrated. You haven't had a lot of pee light before this shoot, have you?
The real pros, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, Bella's fucking beer bonging pee light before she takes a set. Not having a sip of water like she's a politician at a podium.
Man, fights.
Did you get your spit just once, $25, by the way?
Just wants
Trisha Paytas.
Oh, see, no, that's another goddamn bitch! This goddamn bitch! She fucking said we were pirating her porn. False! We were not pirating her porn. Fucking Brianna Chicken Fry bought it for $5.
Right.
And then called us over and we took a peek at it. If I fucking rent the Avengers and I have Kevin come over and watch the Avengers with me, he didn't pirate shit. Mm-hmm. We bought it and watched it as a group. Or a company if we're talking about porn.
We, as a group, were watching you piss. Okay? There's nothing wrong with that.
She wants $25. I want a $25 refund. I didn't spend any money, but I just like $25 for my hardships.
The Feidelberg-Trisha Paytas feud is on, and I'll tell you what, it's great for business. Let's go.
What did she say? How long is this video?
8 minutes.
That's about seven minutes too long.
That's long. Could you maybe listen while we do an ad read and see if anything interesting happens?
Yeah.
We briefly talked about it. I mean, I don't know all that. Again, it's way too long. Like, she just goes on and on. Basically, it's just she's mad that you guys pirated her porn.
False.
Which is obviously, questionable to begin with. She puts the thing on. She talks briefly about puking or whatever. She's like kind of like somewhat offended by it. But, like, more so that everyone's just watching it. And she just basically...
I was offended by her piss.
Of course. So. I mean, I would be too, John. She's gross. She basically just wants, like, $5 from everybody involved. And that was it. And it's like, well, you made this huge fucking video for 113,000 views just so you can make $25, apparently, from everyone here. So we said, we'll pay you the goddamn $25 if you really want it.
Called you a rapist?
No. It was, like, people in the comment section. Okay. Like, that kid in the flannel's a piece of shit. I don't know. They didn't like me. Whatever.
Yes.
And also, by the way, did she show that video in this clip? Is that how they knew what I looked like? Yeah. Pirated my video. I want $25.
Two can play this game, lady. I mean, I know that you are a simple man of simple delights, and I know you don't like to grudge, but you got to keep this going. This is so good for business. We gotta get in like. We need, you know what we need? We need to make sure that you are a topic on the BFF's rundown every day, every episode. That will be good for business. And it is so true. That's so funny. Like, Dave will talk about anything in this world, but if it was one of us, he'd be like, I don't fucking care about this. You know what I mean?
Can you do it at me?
At me next time, bitch. Yeah, let's go.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation. And take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I got my full wish order in today.
What does that mean?
When me and Nick spent like $300 on
dumb shit
on Wish. Yeah, I got it all in today. I was wearing
t-shirts, you mean?
Yeah, t-shirts. Yeah. I was wearing a t-shirt
Show
today.
Show the people the Taylor Swift t-shirt.
Oh yeah, this is my new Taylor Swift t-shirt.
It's fucking awesome. It's so sick. I don't even like Taylor Swift, and I like so that t-shirt. Sick.
We're selling it on Barstool Sports.
Barstool, go get the premier Taylor Swift merchandise at BarstoolSports.com.
I was like, hey, could we make a 90s themed Taylor Swift shirt? They're like, should we ask her? I'm like, no, I know the answer to that one. Why don't we just make it?
I love, should we ask her, as if we can pick up the phone, like, hey, Taylor, is that you?
If you want to shoot her a text, you can do it, but let's not bother her.
I need you to beef with Taylor and Trisha. Get those two girls on your case. Downloads through the fucking roof, John. Yeah, the Taylor Swift shirt might be a short-lived one, but get, you know, then it makes it a collector's item.
Yeah, right.
You know what?
It's not Taylor, on sale yet. Maybe we'll put it on sale tomorrow. We'll see.
Taylor's going to cancel these shirts.
Yeah.
Get them while you can.
Well, Taylor tried to, goddamn. Taylor got
Do you
the,
remember
what
when canceling was funny? Remember, like, we thought it was like it was a funny term. It was like you canceled. It was like anytime somebody opened, you're canceled.
Yeah.
We had a segment, the cancel of the week. We used to have fun with it when you could cancel dead people and it was a joke and not real. And like canceling was a funny thing where it was almost like when you hit someone with the crying Jordan meme, it was like you canceled. It's like no. It's like no, now you're double canceled. It was like you can't triple stamp a double stamp. You can't double stamp a double cancel. It was fun. It was like It was fun for a while. Then it became like a legitimate debate to be had. And now it's just like, what are we talking about? Shut the fuck up. Both sides. You're a little bit wrong. I'm a little bit wrong. Just shut the fuck up about it.
Hashtag cancel culture. That's what I've been
saying. That's crazy. But now I do get a kick out of like we need like hashtag cancel culture. Like, how many? We need to cancel culture.
No. That's We're great. Keeping cancel culture. Cancel culture.
The rare quadruple negative.
What was I going to say, though, before all that?
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Wish shirt. We got a bunch of them. The 5XL shirt we got only fits Vibs.
What?
It's just, like, it's so small. It just, like, it doesn't.
Was it 5XL, like, for toddlers or something like that?
I bought it for men, but it just, that's how, when you buy on Wish, you're really, you're throwing a penny in the fountain.
I think that's almost... It's comedic genius. Like, I feel like someone was like, you think anybody ever orders 5XLs? Because I've never even seen that, right?
No.
And then I feel like they made it, and they were like, if anyone ever orders this, let's send them like an extra small. Just to be like, who orders a 5XL?
It's also just not cut to fit like a human body. Like, it just kind of like,
are off,
it just like, hangs weird. But the one, I was wearing
sure
one that's
not for humans.
I was wearing one that says... I think it's, I am a dad, a grandfather, a firefighter, and nothing scares me. And then it's got a fist pump.
Yeah, that was, you ordered that last time with the baby fist.
It's the same one, but I came in today.
Oh, God.
Things
got
take
it,
forever.
Yeah,
to come
yeah,
in.
Okay, okay.
But I wore it for like an hour this morning when I first got in, and I think I got mesothelioma. Like, I started itching, and it's, like, hard to breathe. It's like, imagine
you look at the tag, it says 96% asbestos.
Yeah, like, they must start paying attention to these late-night commercials now. God damn it.
If you or someone you love was at the World Trade Center or ordered from Wish.com, you may be entitled to family benefits.
Like, it was, like, it did have, like, green dust on it, and I was, like, hard. It's like I either have COVID or this shirt. Just poisoned me.
Poisoned the shirt. Oh my God. I feel like I'm a spectator on the show today. I feel like I'm a listener. I'm just sitting here letting John rip, man. Keep it going. Holy shit, you're on one today, man.
I thought of something philosophical today.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This should be good.
I gotta let that one play out more. That one, there's not enough there yet. Well, he did send me a picture of his dick.
Yeah. The Fin Dom guy sent you a picture of his dick?
Yeah.
I'd say it's played out sufficiently enough for a fucking podcast segment, John.
I texted Asa about it. I went, I think this has gone too far, and Asa goes, stop being a pussy.
I love Asa. Tell the story. Like, set the scene.
Right, we gotta
stop being a pussy.
I got a DM.
I might have to call her. Set the scene.
All right, I got a DM from, like, I don't know, some random person on Instagram. And he's like, would you... I mean, I'll fucking read it. What is it? I'm not going to say his name or anything, obviously. But and we were like, yeah, this is great content. So he goes... He said earlier, now you're hot as fuck. If you ever need a gay friend, I'm your guy. Don't let those straights confuse you. And I was like, I feel like you're the confusing one, brother. and then, like, months later, I got one. So IDK, if you know Findom, essentially I pay you to make fun of me and be mean. Would you be down? I said, how much do you pay? Fair question, I thought. Mm-hmm. He said, $100. I use Venmo. What's your app? I said, $100 per blitting or total, you cheap bitch.
And he said, you should have said, that one's for free. You
know? He said, per blitting. I went, deal. So he texted like a couple of times and it was just like, I don't know. Like, it's not like it's the idea.
So you engaged in it a couple of times?
Yeah.
And what did you say?
It was honestly nothing. Like, it's not like.
Like, what were your insults?
Like boring things. Like, I don't think.
You don't have to be self-conscious about it. I just
no. I'm like
said.
Looking at them because like this is more like I never did it with the like in DMs, so I don't have them.
What are you guys texting?
Yeah. Oh no.
What?
This is the well the text I deleted because it's a picture of his dick and I was like not interested. But he was like it. They weren't like it wasn't anything. It wasn't fun anymore. Actually, it was fun to like get in the idea of it.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. Stop being a pussy.
And then it was like
it's not meant to be fun. It's a business, John.
Yeah, like I don't need a fucking $100 once
okay.
a week.
Okay, you know what? Pass it over.
Okay, I will. I will
business referrals.
I will
send it to me
because he actually asked for referrals. I gave him Pat.
No. I mean, first
he asked for.
Everyone's got their hands up.
He asked for it. It stops being fun really fast yeah. once it gets real. It's like, oh, this is funny, ha ha ha. And then like next thing you got a fucking dick on your phone. You're like, this
yeah,
guy.
So you
fast.
Insult him and he sends his cock.
He just sends a picture of his dick and went, make fun of this. And I was like,
So now you gotta like look at his.
I was like, "This."
I'll be honest. I'll do it, but I do understand where you're like. It's not too far for me. I can understand why it's too far for some. I'll be like, it's three different colors. I don't know.
I think what I said was I didn't even notice your dick because how ugly your feet are or something like that.
That's funny. See, I get a kick out of that. That sounds
like,
very funny.
We were
to me.
Doing it like at the bar. Like I was like passing it around at the bar with everyone. I was like, "What do you think about this? What do you think about this?" And that was the night I texted Oscar. I was like, "I think this has crossed the line a little bit." like I thought I was signing up for something like kind of funny, like a podcast segment, and now I'm just like. I don't know. Fuck. This has gone too far. But
heavens to Betsy.
What? How do we get here? What was I even going to say?
Oh man, I don't know.
Philosophical stuff.
Oh yeah, totally different. All right, change course real quick.
If you're not watching on YouTube, this man just did a steering wheel. That's like the stanza. Beep, beep, beep. Johnson.
Yeah, all right. We'll get out of my fin knob with the gross feet and tiny dick and all right, over here to me getting philosophical.
You gotta watch the show.
I wrote this down this morning. I'm such a goddamn asshole. I think this is philosophical.
I almost want to read this.
This is the stupidest thing in the world.
Really? Even by your standards?
There's always toothpaste left in the tube if you need it. That's a factual statement! That's a factual statement! You think the tube's empty, but if you squeeze hard enough, there's always toothpaste left in the tube if you need it. And you can apply that to life.
I you should never have even set this up as it's stupid. It makes perfect sense. It's a great philosophical
if
statement.
If needed, there's always toothpaste. I've been out of toothpaste for a week now.
John.
Guess what? Brush my teeth every night and morning.
John. Could not agree, subscribe, and believe in this more. And forget about squeezing. Because you can squeeze. You can squeeze. And this also goes back to men and women. I've been beating this drum forever. Girls get in there with their fucking toothpaste tube and they just go and they just squeeze this thing like they're squeezing a dick. If you're supposed to squeeze from the goddamn bottom and then just work your way up. And then so you can squeeze and then you can even roll. And then if you're really poor,
Or you can cut, I twist.
And you twist. But then when you're really, really poor, you cut it, you can open it up, and you can scrape the inside of it. If you put your mind to it, you can get like a month's worth of toothpaste most people would throw it in the garbage.
If you need toothpaste, there's always in the tube.
There's always money in the banana stand. there's always toothpaste in the tube. If you need it, it's there. I totally agree, man. It's like a parallel, but also like the opposite in a weird way, is the deodorant where you use it. You're like, oh, this is done. You throw it in the garbage. You come home. You didn't go to the store to get any more deodorant. You grab it out of the garbage and you can put some more on. But then when the deodorant's out.
You're scratching yourself.
Scraping it on. And you're like, oh, I won't sweat today because I'll just be bleeding out of my armpits. It's then gone. The toothpaste, I'd argue, maybe it never stops.
I think there's someone
maybe
like
it never
like
ends.
Big toothpaste comes in the middle of the night and just like
squirts a little bit more. Refills it.
Yeah.
You can even get
at least a couple bristles inside the top.
Yeah.
And then you can like squeeze a little bit and scrape a little bit. And you're like, all right, that's enough for a brush.
Yes. Yeah. It might not be perfect, but you know, you can clean a couple teeth.
Like, that'll get me through the day today.
I also kind of believe in the same thing until recently. That dumb bitch Casey, I grabbed, she had a chapstick like little tub, opened it up. Completely empty. I've never seen someone finish a chapstick or a chapstick tube.
Never use chapstick.
Yeah, I mean, you're not a human.
Don't use it because I don't need it because I don't use it.
That's just not how it works. That's not a thing.
Well, if I'm a science experiment, I'm proving my own thesis true.
You are a fucking freak of nature.
Hypothesis true.
Yeah, you're a freak of nature.
I don't think anybody has ever finished it. I've never used
it. You guys are just blessed where you don't have to deal with chapped lips. It's not because you don't use it that you don't get it. It's just that you don't get chapped lips. I hate you, goddamn bitch. I hate you so much. Do that again. Do that again. See what happens. I'm going to fucking punch you. I'm going to be like that guy in the bathroom. I'm going to smack you and punch you. I've never seen someone with like specifically hers was like the one where you like hit, you know, get with your finger out of the tub. I've never seen someone with like the black stick of chapstick, like open it up and twist it and be like, nah, it's all gone. It's all gone. There's always some chapstick left. There's always toothpaste in the toothpaste tube.
There's always toothpaste.
Even
Zach's not it. Zach hates us.
I know. Zach thinks that we're stupid. And he knows that one's
Zach's
right.
Zach's always rolling his eyes. He's even like,
I can't believe.
These guys are making some sense today.
You didn't have enough confidence. You, it's lying, brother. You were like making funny of that, and that was philosophical.
Well, to be fair, if I had fucking delivered that like I was delivering fucking E=MC², you'd be like, all right,
John,
this guy's taking himself a little seriously here.
I understand, but also, I think there are people out there who'd be like, wow, you're goddamn right. There's always toothpaste in the tube when you need it. And that can apply literally, figuratively. It can apply to love. It can apply to business. It can apply to your own, you know, your own makeup. I mean,
I think
dig deep, and there's always toothpaste.
Rise and grinding.
Yeah.
If you need money, you can get it today.
Absolutely.
If you need toothpaste, you can get it today.
It really is true. It's like if you are motivated the right way, if you're homeless, if you're starving, you'll find some food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you need money for your last meal, you'll find a crack addict finds his crack. You know what I mean? Yeah. Watch how motivated a crack addict is to find that rock. He'll move mountains, you know? If you need the toothpaste, you will get that toothpaste. And it actually ties in nicely. I've got a cavity, John.
Oh, I have none.
I've got a cavity, and I...
You went to the dentist one yesterday?
No, I just know I do. Oh. It's hurting me, and I think I can just flat out see it. And I'm distraught. Asa says she's not around right now. What are you doing, giving birth? I haven't had a cavity in 25. I've only had one cavity my whole life. And I think I'm the last person in the world to get a silver filling. See that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm too old, too young. I don't know, whatever, for a silver cavity.
I don't think so. I have some.
Yeah?
I think so.
Oh, oh my God.
I have a lot of cavities. I don't think I have cavities.
Your entire bottom row
is cavities.
Is cavities.
Yeah.
So don't look at me like I have none, because you can't, have any more cavities because they're all metal.
That was just a joke that I haven't been to the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a doctor yesterday. He says I'm great.
That's what I'm afraid of. So I'm almost positive I have one, because this hurts more than it's ever hurt, and it's lasting longer. And like I said, I think I can see it. And I'm going to have to go. And I think they're going to be like, okay, well, there's a cavity here, and then like, all these other teeth have like problems and diseases. That's
definitely,
you know,
what's gonna happen.
So I just need you to rip this tooth out for me.
Day, and I was like, how'd it go? He went, oh, it went great. And I was like, oh, no cavities? He went, oh, no, tons. He's like, it was just fun. I think Ron said he had like four or five cavities. Or
all right.
That.
That makes me feel better, because I feel like, I feel almost, you know.
I don't know if Ron wants me to share. I might have just violated HIPAA law.
Well, that's what I mean, because I feel like it's pretty.
I never swore a HIPAA oath, so I can't violate it.
You know, it's another philosophical rule right there. I didn't swear that oath. I didn't take your oath.
That's people on the internet love saying that. Like, whenever you divulge like a little bit of like medical information, like, that's if you violated the HIPAA oath. I didn't take the HIPAA oath, so I didn't violate.
I'm not a healthcare worker, bro. Right. I feel like I'm like, that's disgusting. Cavity, my mouth is decaying. I feel like you're gross if you have a cavity.
Ah, I've had cavities my whole life. It doesn't even faze me anymore.
All right, if it's good enough for this cabbage patch baby, it's good enough for me. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I was born without enamel, so I was just getting cavities. I mean, I was having a sip of juice as a kid and getting cavity. And
is that a true statement? You were born without enamel?
Yeah, my baby teeth. My adult teeth have it. My baby teeth didn't have enamel.
They are a science experiment. You're like a man bear pig.
I had like most of my baby teeth ripped out of my head by a doctor.
By a doctor. God damn. You're such a fucking idiot. Smart one, though. You're a smart idiot.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The bed making is I like beige. It is, as someone who has been making their bed for 6 months, I told him this the other day, it doesn't
work.
It hasn't done anything for me.
Here's what I think.
Then he moves the goalpost, and then he's like, "Well, if you hadn't been doing it, you'd kill yourself by now." I was like, "All right, that's a fair fucking criticism, but I don't think I would have, because I think I'd still be a pussy."
I think that there are certain things. Is Bailey Irish? Bailey Carlin, that's got to sound kind of.
I would guess,
right?
There's some Irish in there.
He's got to be the most like non-Irish Irish guy I've ever seen, you know? Because I think that for a lot of people, making the bed probably works. For the Irish, the people who like us, who are, you know, we're impervious to psychoanalysis, I don't think that works. I think there are some people, some cultures, who are like, they make the bed and they're like, huh, you know what? I accomplished something. And that means I can go to work and accomplish this. And I can go on that date and accomplish that. And it all started from this bed. And I think, like, us, we're like, I'm just going to get back in that thing later and tear it up. Who fucking cares?
Yeah, well, I think the Irish aspect of it is like, I'm not even going to remember getting in there later.
That's what I... I'm going to piss in this thing later. Who cares if the corners are nice? I'm going to pee on it. I'm going to turn it into a toilet later.
I will admit this, that, like, it doesn't take a lot for me to feel accomplished.
I mean, like, the bar is certainly pretty low.
I'll send an email.
Yeah, like, I'm done for the day.
That was a good Tuesday. I've been doing it lately because of taxes and all that shit.
Oh, fuck.
And like, just kind of trying to get things in order.
Yeah.
And I'll get one email in and be like, all right, time to turn
it. Long
in,
day's work. Yeah. or the opposite, too. Like, when I see that I have, like, one thing on the calendar, I'm like, oh, just fucking, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, I'll check. Like,
people are like, you want to get a drink later? I'm like, I gotta make a phone call. No, I'm sorry, I can't,
bro. I woke up yesterday morning and saw my first activity that I had that was on my Google Calendar was a comedy show at 8:30 last night. And I went, not doing it today. Not. I didn't go. Just 8-4 tickets.
Too much. Too much too early.
I was like, Jesus Christ, who did I think I was?
And then how can you possibly make your bed when you got to go to a comedy show at 8:30? These are things you just can't do.
But the two women in my life know that it takes even – it's a Herculean effort even to make that phone call and that email. So last Friday – I must have done like a couple of tax things last Thursday. And I talked to my mom Friday morning. I talked to my therapist Friday afternoon. And I was like, yeah, like I talked to my accountant and I talked to someone at work in HR. I talked to the HR. And I was like, so I actually got like my W-2 and the accountant is like ready for me. And they were both like, congratulations. Like, I'm really proud of you. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm not a fucking 3-year-old. So like, I don't need your con. And they're like, no.
You earned it. You deserve it.
And my mom was like, yeah, I know, whatever. And then my therapist was like, we need to work on you accepting compliments. I was like, I need to work on being an adult. Because if these are fucking compliments, then I'm a fucking...
These are achievements?
I'm at best an 8-year-old at recess. like, congratulations on the email. She's like, stop putting yourself down like that. I'm like, I deserve it, okay? Why don't you stop setting the bar so low? Why don't you have some goddamn expectations of me, lady?
This is the tour de force of podcasting right here, folks. You're witnessing greatness. You are witnessing fucking greatness.
Bro, like, I mean, I sent an email. It's a step above wiping my ass. And she wanted to throw a motherfucking parade for me. Like, what's your
hot bottles?
I'm sending you an edible bouquet.
The bar is so incredibly low. It's bad when other people know the bar's low. You set the bar low for yourself, but when other people know, right. You're like, wow. Great work. What do we got? Am I the asshole? And then voicemails? What? I got a rant real quick, too. I'm just sick and goddamn tired of people supporting Chris D'Elia. I don't think I can handle this. This fucking guy and all his goddamn fans and all their goddamn support. Now he gets hit with another charge. This girl being like, I was 17 and he fucked me and sent hundreds of pictures and videos and like, and it's still just goddamn Chris D'Elia fans. Life reps, bro. Live reps. We're so happy to have you back. I mean, what does it take? What's it gonna take? I think Chris D'Elia could fucking kill somebody, and his dumbass fans would just be like, when's the podcast coming back, bro? Appreciate you. Preach, bro. Preach. All their dumb fucking phrases. You silly goose. Or like, shut the fuck up and just talk shit about this man on the internet. Grow up. You know what it is? It's these fucking Bieber fans. They're their children.
Wait.
He's Bieber's favorite comedian. He said that. He was at the Bieber roast. He was part of the roast, and Bieber was like, Chris D'Elia is my favorite comedian. So all the Beliebers are now, he's just got a cult of Bieber fans.
That's nice.
Yeah, I get the Bieber cosigns. Awesome. Yeah, you can literally really fucking rape people, and they don't care. You get the Beliebers on you. To the top. Does not matter what you do. People still like you.
Belieber fans just fucking walk into Hillsong with fucking Chris D'Elia playing on their iPods and then walk out like, we love both these things.
Well, I got
it. Baby, baby, baby. Both these things are good.
Cosign. Yes, more of these, please. D'Elia posted a video on his Instagram. It was just him talking to, I think, his mother, who was babysitting his kid. She couldn't figure out how to open up like a sippy cup top. That was it. And people were just like, so happy to have you back, man. This is crazy. Like, and I was like, what is going on? How come you're not just riddled with comments about you being a rapist?
Yeah.
That's how the internet, like almost like with Tommy Smokes and Surviving Barstool, where it's like, this is not how it's supposed to work. This is supposed to be a mean and judgmental place. And you're not getting any of it. And you're one of the people who deserves it. What's going on here?
I can't post a picture of myself being happy right. without getting shit on. Right. And I have zero pending legal cases.
Exactly. Oh,
it's like, what's that, a smile, you fat fuck? All right, man. Seeing my mom for the first time today.
Fucking kill yourself.
Got a smile, you fat.
All right, am I the asshole?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What do we got?
I'll go with the first one here.
Okay.
Let's see. Where is it? Give me 2 seconds. Bang, bang, bang. I have the stupidest setup on my phone. First of all, I'm like one of those fucking assholes. I don't know if you are too, probably. Who like don't make groups for their things. So I always have like six pages.
Yeah, me too.
And I have 3 pages in a row.
I have ones that aren't even full.
Huh?
I have pages that aren't even full. You know what I mean? Like
mine are all full.
Like that, like my first one just has space.
Oh yeah, my first one's all full.
It's just crazy.
My first one's factory.
But the people who organize them all, it's crazy.
But I have 4 pages in a row where in like the same spot or at least one square away, one icon away, it's an orange thing. So they're all of them are things I use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not Fandango anymore because movie theaters aren't open. But it goes Fandango, page over, Reddit, page over. Fire TV is my remote, page over, authenticator.
Yeah.
So I really just use the Fire TV.
No, but you know
Reddit.
What? Have you noticed that like there's like 3 app logo designs total?
Oh, yeah.
Like there's a bunch of blue ones with white, like a white C for Chase, for Coinbase, for,
Concur.
Concur, I don't use that though. Zoom, PayPal, Twitter. All of
Zillow,
these.
Zillow, I don't know why I have Zillow.
The App Store, the mail logo, it's just blue with white writing, and then there's a bunch of purple ones. How about Amazon?
The Amazon Hitler one, yeah,
that was crazy.
Yeah.
Why'd they even change? That's crazy town.
I think it's crazy to see a blue tape and go, "That's a Hitler."
Same thing with me. That happened with me.
Like, that's a bit of a stretch.
The Kevin Clancy thing. It was a little chalk outline of a person. They're like, "That's a swastika." I was like, "I don't
know. What?
I don't know Hitler. You see fucking swastikas everywhere you look. Like it was a little stick figure man. And that logo was designed." By literally the nicest human I've ever come across. He's this kid who does art. His name's James. Here's how nice he was. I said, "How much do you want for this? I want to do the logo." That's the swastika.
That's a swastika? It's clearly a person being
right.
pulled
and,
up.
And I mean, like, yes, if you really want to break it down, it's like I can understand the idea where, like, it's not – they're not wildly different. My point is just that I look at that and I'm like, it's a – it's a UFO and it's abducting someone. So that's a person. I just don't see a goddamn swastika there.
Right.
But the kid who designed it, I said, "How much for this logo?" And he said, "You know what? I work with like shelters and stuff. Like, can you just, I think it was either for, I don't know if it was humans or people or pets." He's like, "Just make a donation to this. Like, we'll pay it forward." If that guy doesn't see a swastika, you know what I mean? Like, he's the nicest kid in the world. He's not drawing swastikas. You know what I mean? Get the fuck out of here. But anywho, to the am I the asshole?
All right, the am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for being upset at my significant other for being friendly with my high school bully? Hmm. I'm a 26-year-old male, and my girlfriend is a 26-year-old female. We met in high school. We became really good friends. She was basically my only friend in school, and decided to go to the same university so we wouldn't drift apart. When we were in university, I finally asked her out. We started dating since.
That's weird. This whole thing's weird.
The whole thing's weird already.
Mm-hmm.
To sum up my time in high school, it was an awful time. I was very lonely, introverted.
This is the girl talking.
No, the man.
Okay.
It was an awful time. I was very lonely, introverted, and quiet both in high and middle schools. So I was prone to getting bullied. I was heavily bullied by this guy, let's call him Lewis, and his group of friends. He would poke fun at my eye condition, intentionally embarrass me and make me uncomfortable in front of everyone, call me all kinds of names, and just made my life in school hell. This was majorly traumatizing because school was supposed to be a safe place for me. Did he not go to school in America? Because I was getting
like, they're the most dangerous places, bro.
He did say university, right?
So
no, but he said high in middle school. University is high school, I think.
Right, right.
Or university, la universidad. Nah, I don't know. No, colegio is high school. University is university.
Okay.
Anyway, but also I made my smart ass comment before the comma when I should have waited because I was getting emotionally abused by a shitty family at home.
Oh.
I apologize. but he ruined any chances of being a safe place by making every day horrible. My girlfriend was aware of the bullying situation at the time, and we became close to friends. She always comforted me about it, sympathized with me when I vented about it. She agreed that they were cruel for no reason. I didn't deserve it at all. Told me she hated them for hurting me like that. Fast forward to now and when the problem actually is. We were together walking the dog, and I told her I'd jog to a nearby store real quick, pick up some cigarettes, and come back.
Preposterous, that guy's a smoker.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. He's just like, he sounds like a pussy all around.
Well, that's right. What does mean? In high school, the fucking weirdos were smoking.
Yeah.
While she stayed at the park. When I was walking back, I noticed her talking to someone at the distance. She seemed to be all cheerful and laughing. They talked for a bit, and he walked away in the opposite direction. So I came up to her and said, asked her what's up. She nonchalantly smiled, said it was Lewis from high school. My heart sank, not going to lie. I awkwardly chuckled and said, whoa, you were seriously that happy to talk to that guy? She said, sure. I told her, you do remember he was that person that made me my life a living hell in high school, right? She told me, yeah, I remember, but I'm sure he's changed and seems really sweet.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, don't be like that. I got pretty mad at that point, didn't say anything. She noticed the awkward silence and said, oh, dude, come on. Do you seriously still have a grudge against him? I thought he'd get over it by now. Holy shit, that felt like a knife through my stomach. It's not that fucking easy to get over years of trauma that sabotaged my self-esteem and confidence. It was so hurtful to you, blah, 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 blah. I don't hate the guy and his friends all his time. Am I the asshole for this?
I think I'm totally on this guy's side.
Oh, couldn't disagree more.
I think that's just a matter of loyalty.
Yeah, I don't care. I guess I'm illoyal.
Disloyal.
Disloyal is the word I was
You're
looking
a disloyalist.
Yeah, it is. I'm disloyal as fuck, dude. I'm loyal to non-awkward confrontations. Like, I've done like that, like, yeah. Been with a girl to, like...
I'm not saying she's got to, like, fight him, but she could just be like, yeah, hey, like, whatever, dude, keep moving. To me, that sounds like she clearly was like, like, touching him
and laughing. I think that's probably some fucking mental dysmorphia shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, I've dated girls who are like, oh, this girl I hate is going to be at this party. She's the fucking worst. And I'll talk to her, and she'll be like, hi, nice to meet you. I'll be like, oh, what's up, girl? And then we'll talk and laugh, and if she wanted to, we could probably fuck.
I do.
And I'd be like, look, she was nice to me. I'm not going to just, like, motherfuck someone to their face because, like,
yeah,
I don't know,
you, don't need
you guys didn't get along 10 years ago.
But, well, okay. I do think there's a big difference if it's – that's why I asked if it was the guy or the girl talking. Because girls can sometimes have these grudges with other girls that it's just like, I don't know. You were jealous. She was jealous at one point. Like, not that big of a deal. Guys, I feel like if – because we don't really hold grudges. We let shit go. If you do have a grudge, I feel like it's a good reason. And in this case, it sounds like this guy, like – fucked him up. Like if you're one of those, like, bad bullies, you're not forgetting that anytime soon. You know what I mean? And I just don't think you need to...
I think it's different that she experienced it. Like, she was...
Yeah,
like,
that's what I mean.
If I didn't go to your high school, I'd be like, all right,
yeah,
whatever,
you're
exaggerating, dude.
100%. But, like, this was, like, you knew that, like, my dad was, like, beating me, and then I got bullied at school, and you helped me through all that and knew that, and then you ran into that guy, and you were just like, I don't know. I'm not expecting her to, like, blow him off or spit in his face or something. But if there really was, like, some sort of huge friendly exchange, actually, I will say this. I don't think that he really has, like, it's a little, if that was me, I would probably preface it as, like, I know this is silly, but, like, that hurt, like that spot, I can't let go of that. Like, it's hurting my feelings, and I'm just, it's, like, bothering me. You know what I mean? Like, let's talk about it or whatever. But I don't think you have to, like, I think it is a little silly, but I think it's kind of justified in a way.
Yeah, I mean, again, like I didn't like, witness it. I don't know how bad it is, but like in my high school, I don't think there was a bully.
Guess what? It was you.
No, they really. It was such a small school.
If you can't
spot
the bully, it's you.
No, the bully was the thespians. The bully was the drama club.
Really?
They were so fucking mean, man.
The lead in the musical.
Yeah.
Used to beat the shit out of me.
They just wouldn't talk to anybody. They were
hot
the athletes
shit.
And the nerds and like the fucking
fuck you guys.
Koreans and the Japanese. We were all friends. The Japanese, me and the Koreans were tight as hell. Tight as
not
hell.
Not the Japanese.
There weren't many Japanese kids there. But there was actually
good for you guys for even segregating those two. I'd be like, those are the Asians.
Actually, one of the kids who I was friends with worked in our old building. And, like, one day we were, like, riding the elevator, and he's like, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And
yeah,
I
yeah.
was like, Soo-hyuk, yeah. what's up, baby? And
yeah.
Soo-hyuk Choi, he was the man, dude. And Hey June, oh, Hey June Lee was my guy. We'd always sing to him, Hey June.
I bet you did. Classic. I'm sure he loved that.
Real classic. Yeah. Oh, Hey June had a little bit of a temper problem. Yeah. Did not care for that song. But like, and we were just friends with everybody except the drama club. The drama club were just mean motherfuckers. And one of them got arrested for downloading stuff on Napster. Like one of the 100 kids in the country.
An example of,
I don't know if he got. He definitely got arrested. I don't think he went to jail or anything. But like, I think he got in like legitimate trouble.
Yeah, at the very least, you got to pay like $50,000 in legal fees.
Yeah,
you know,
it was. I think it set him back for a little while. But God, where was I? But yeah, like it was just a small school, so like everyone was just like not everyone was best friends, but everyone was like we knew everyone's name. It was like, what's up, man? So like I'd never really experienced like bullying. I don't think. Mm-hmm. So I guess I wouldn't like I just associate everything with television. So like, I've never seen like a TV bully.
Yeah, never got like swirlies and shoved in a locker.
Right.
And shit. But I do feel like it's anything in relationships sometimes is like irrational, where it's like, yeah, I know you're like not cheating on me, but like it, I'm just being honest, like it, you know, it eats away at me when you do this because it makes me feel like that. So I think I'd be like, yeah, I'm not expecting you to like not talk to someone on like my behalf, but I wish I didn't witness it. I saw it, it's bothering me now. But we glossed over that whole like we went to school together to like protect me and like keep me happy or whatever the fuck.
No, it was just so they didn't drift apart, which is
for like a guy and a girl friends to do that, and then like that means like she applied to school somewhere, got in, and he like followed her.
Yeah,
and like you've been like chasing this girl around the country, right. And then she eventually like broke and started to date you. You know,
yeah,
this is a weird dynamic.
It's not the greatest relationship, I don't think. Right?
It's not good, bro.
Like Sandra Bullock said in Speed, that relationships
born out of like trauma or whatever.
Yeah, born in trauma don't last. Yeah. Like, I think
this was born out of some trauma.
I think she's keeping the dog, too. Yeah. I bet at the end of this she gets that dog.
Yeah,
You go back to smoking cigarettes and hiding from Lewis.
I can't believe that guy ripped cigs. It's crazy.
Oh, I bet he was like, I mean, like, you know, thinking about stereotypes. I bet he had like the fucking punk hair, and he just like wore shirts that said "I'm not different, you're all just the same," which is the exact definition of fucking different. This is just a shirt someone wore in elementary school that really pissed me off. She went on to play high school football.
That sentence says it all, man.
Yeah, she was I didn't really talk to her. She didn't talk to anybody. But she wore that shirt all the time, and I was just like, I was in like fourth
grade.
Did she bully
you?
And I was like,
did she beat you up?
She could have if she wanted to. Hell yeah, she could have. But the just always remember that shirt and how much it pissed me off. It was completely illogical. You stop and conform.
You're holding a grudge. You're holding a grudge. If I was chopping it up with her, talking about her cool shirt, what would you think about that, John?
I'd be like, what up? You were a punter.
Well, what's the next one?
Okay,
this one is gold. This one is a gem. We're a week late on this one. This is one of the more... This is an irrational thought. I hope that he wins me over, though. Am I the asshole for asking my wife to poop earlier in the day so we can enjoy our evenings together uninterrupted? I work at a job that keeps me home, away from home, for long hours. My wife is currently not working and stays home. I love spending time with her in the evenings, but we often will be watching / doing / playing something, and she will have to leave the room to go to the bathroom for 30-plus minutes. As you can imagine, this can be quite annoying. I understand that you can't always control when nature calls, but it's sometimes every single night of the week. Last night, we had 10 minutes left in our movie, and she told me to press pause and didn't come back for 40 minutes. I was pretty annoyed. So when she came back, I asked her if she could try pooping earlier in the day so we could spend more time together in the week. She started laughing and asked me if I was serious. I told her that I was, and she told me she can't control when she has to go. Now, I don't know if that's really true. I have pooped every morning when I wake up for as long as I can remember. It's not like I never have to poop at other times, but that's not the norm. I know that it's different. I know everyone is different, but it's kind of frustrating for me that she won't even try. I asked some guys in the office today, and all of them said I was an asshole for asking this, but I really don't think I am. It's not like I'm asking her to do something I wouldn't do for her or something that's really unreasonable. If she tried and wasn't able to do it, I'd be okay with that. I like to think I'm a pretty reasonable guy. I don't need dinner to be ready when I come home. I don't care if there are dishes in the sink. I don't care about any of that. Just want to spend as much time with my wife as possible.
This guy.
First of all, who wants to spend time with their wife? That's the biggest red flag I've ever heard of in my life. The problem here.
Spend time with Lewis.
The problem here is not that your wife poops every night. It's that she shits for 40 minutes.
Well, hang on. As someone who shits for like 40 minutes.
You're a 40-minute shitter?
I'm in there.
You also shit once a week, so you get.
Yeah, well, I am not like this guy where it's like, I wake up and poop. Like,
no, me neither.
Nah, that's
God,
not,
I would hate that. Start off your morning wiping your ass full of shit. Talk about start, you know, make your bed and feel good in the morning. How about you don't shit?
I'm like, whatever it happens. But actually, that's not true. If it happens at an inopportune time, I just don't.
Yeah, I was going to say. The people who are like scheduled clockwork freak me out. And the people who are like, I can't control this. I go when I go. It's like, I don't know. Can't you just like think about it and be like, I'm not going to shit right now.
I'll just reverse eat it for a week. Yeah. Just chill.
Just clench a little bit and it just lodges onto the wall of your colon and sits there for an extra 10 days.
Easy.
You miss your window like Kramer. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm sure it's a carcinogen. I will.
Definitely.
Have a fucking.
It's horribly unhealthy.
There's a proctologist listening to this being like, just fucking licking his chops. I am getting a new car for this over this kid.
Will we have colostomy bags soon? Yeah. Sure. But right now, I also don't poop at inopportune times.
Right. And when I go to the bathroom, I do everything in the bathroom. So it's like I'm in there for 40 minutes.
The car wash. You're showering, you're shaving, you're brushing, you're pooping. Because
I can just zone it all into a time. And I'm like, when I'm in that room, I'll do everything I need to do in that room. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm 40 minutes. I'll take a shit.
So that's
different.
I'll
fucking do some Twitter. I'll jump in the shower, brush my teeth.
That's totally the whole different thing. If you are sitting on the toilet just pooping, you have to admit, asking someone to stop a movie with 10 minutes to go and coming back nearly an hour later is highly, highly rude.
It's I'm glad you used the word.
Very inconsiderate.
I thought you were going to say something like inconvenient, whatever. I was going to say it's downright rude.
Rude.
It is rude.
Yeah.
It's just there's no other way about it. But what are you?
You're at the end. The twist is about to happen. The girl's about to, you know, kiss the guy. The guy's about to murder the bad guy. Hang on.
All
I got to go.
Out of the sales
and then
now.
40 minutes later.
But I think in this one, you're both the asshole. You're an asshole for taking 40 minutes to shit.
Agreed.
And like, if we weren't watching a movie, I don't give a fuck. Go shit whenever you want.
Yeah,
but also,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about but this? You have 10 minutes before I just watch those 10 minutes.
Definitely.
I'm not waiting 40 minutes there.
Also, I mean, have a little bit.
Maybe I'll rewind and pretend I didn't, but I'm watching it.
You know, we say all the time, you got to keep things a little sexy, a little mysterious, a little separation.
Yeah.
I don't need to know you're taking 40-minute shits. You know what I mean?
If your girl's jumping up a shit house, like, you know you're fucking...
Come on, I don't...
You look at her a little bit, like, if you know she fucking shits like
minutes?
A fucking cross-country truck hauler, you're like...
It's going to change things.
Like, things, you just look a little different.
If I know that you go into the bathroom for 40 minutes and you're like... And it's like filling up the bowl for almost the better part of an hour... That's not going to be great for the long-term romance. It's not going to be great. You're inconvenient with our television watching. You're really not keeping things spicy or sexy. And I don't think I'm going to stand for that. Now, the flip side, asking someone to, like, schedule their pooping around you, ridiculous.
That's almost also, like, not sexy. It's like, I was like, I want to know when you're shooting.
Right.
I like to keep a little schedule. Fucking guessing in this relationship.
Maybe
you know?
Poop. Maybe you're going to fart tonight. I don't know.
It goes at 8:30. Yeah, she's taking a good shit right now. She's letting one.
Like, what are you doing, babe? It's like, you know. It's Tuesday at 10. You know
fucking train my bowels, so I'm like a... Fuck, like a guy who just got to Topeka from Charlotte, and I'm letting it fly right now.
Let me tell you something I found on the interweb that it was jarring. And I don't know if it's even real, but it takes a lot for me to go like... And this was in Shower Thoughts on Reddit.
Oh, okay. I like Shower Thoughts.
It was from a guy. And he said, women will never know the dread of when your dick touches the inside of the toilet bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Makes sense. Girls never going to know that. That is a it's a bad thing. It's also good when your dick can touch the bowl, though. It's bad if you can't experience
Usually
that.
Happens at grandparents' houses.
Tiny bowls?
Tiny bowls, high water levels.
Yes. But then Kim... That reminded me of Austin Powers when he goes like small hands, smelling cabbage. Tiny bowl, high water level.
No one disagreed. No one
disagreed. They have the very round bowls and they're filled to the top.
Yeah, they have the round bowls that you gotta like, you gotta fuck really.
Yeah, you gotta tuck, you gotta, like, tuck it in. And then the splashback because the water is like 2 inches from your butt.
Yeah.
Your ball. If you're having a long ball day, yeah, it's flopping in the air. I think
they want it. Yeah, they're like, yeah, I want to make sure my nuts hit water.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, especially your grandpa, he's hanging in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he leaves a fucking pitcher by the sink, flushes the toilet, fills water, just dumps that back to the toilet. Like, next time,
gotta hit that water.
We'll get in there next time.
It's almost like in Double Dare when they have that line in the fucking. You gotta fill it up, make sure the bowl is high enough.
That's where the boys go for a swim.
So, okay, that's enough. Like, that's true. Women are never going to know that. Woman named Kim is fuzzy. She replies. And I don't know if this is a joke. Maybe I'm silly for even saying this. Maybe you're all going to laugh at me and be like, that doesn't happen. Or maybe it does happen and I'm an idiot for not knowing it. But this made me gasp. I might even need Jackie to earmuff it for me. Or maybe I need to earmuff it while Jackie like laughs about it. I don't know. Now that I feel like I even addressed Jackie, now I'm really uncomfortable. I shouldn't have done that.
I've read this.
You know what I'm talking about to say? Is this old? Is this like classic?
No, I just read this the other day.
Men will never know what it feels like to have a fart creep forward and go up inside your vagina, and then you got to do a weird bend to refart your fart.
You right.
I mean, that is bad, right? You're telling me that you're Q-wording a fart out of your pussy? I can't even say the Q-word. I hate it so much. You, a fart, like, travels and it's sucked up in it, and then you got to pop it out? Oh, my God.
I picture the fart as being someone, like, walking too close to a plane that just turned the engine off.
Those guys who get sucked into the engine? Oh, man. Those mechanics are just walking along. Oh, man.
Female farts are like cars in Minority Report. They're just driving on the highway, sucked into the house.
Like those mailroom tubes.
Yeah.
Sucks it right up in. I mean, that's real? God damn.
Yeah. I mean, I don't... Jackie,
No, we're not going to put her on the spot. She's not going to. All the women that listen.
I don't think we need an answer. I can just hear the laughter. like how we laugh when we say depressing things. Jackie's like, yes!
LOL!
Oh, that was perfect!
I'm now picturing a pussy like Pac-Man just eating. I mean, that is disgusting. And that's one that I never knew.
Like when we the pussy's about like a leech. You know, it just sucks the venom out of the body. Don't worry, guys. I'll have a few bites today.
God damn it. Zach's like, you fuck those things?
You fuck a fart bag?
we went one too far. That one got away from us. That was too far for me. God damn, man. That one, I didn't like that one at all.
Honestly, it felt good off the tips. I liked it.
But that's like usually I know the self-cleaning vagina thing I didn't know, but I kind of knew about. And then we had a little lesson there. We learned things. But I usually know, you know, the peeing versus the squirting. I know most of the hygiene things at this point. I did not know that your pussy could eat a fart. Did not know that, and I do not like it. I don't like it one bit. And I'm really wondering now what the weird bend is. You think they're bending forward? You think they're bending squatting down? What are they doing?
If it makes you feel better, I don't really know.
Think it's a real thing?
I'm not going to comment.
Jackie says it's not real.
What?
Maybe not for you. You know, I can see this being an old woman thing, you know? Like, there's some, like, 45-year-old listener who's like, just wait, girl. Just wait, you little bitch.
Wait till you get
one day your pussy's going to... Yeah, right.
Yeah, I feel like all those issues come post-baby.
Right, that's just where, you know, your pussy just eats everything in sight. Yeah. Like a Venus flytrap. Just eating farts.
All the plumbing gets a little fucking confusing.
It's all mixed up. Oh, God. Yeah. Voicemails, mercifully, please. They are brought to you by...
Yeah! Let's do that again. I was going to say, talking about eating.
I was going to say, we might be in a 5-minute territory. I don't know if he's going to love that one.
Yeah, okay, we can go 5 minutes.
Yeah, I got I got something for
you. All right, wait.
I got my kids.
I got, I was going to say,
I do have something with my kids. What do you got?
Hang on 1 second.
Podcasts are going to become like 3 hours now.
5-minute buffers 35 times in a show. What do you got?
I don't think it really works.
Mine doesn't work either, but listen.
Okay. Mine was going to be we both sing a 2.5-minute song.
next 5-minute buffer, we're singing. We should actually just have 1 5-minute song that we always sing for a 5-minute buffer.
Actually, you know what? In order for 5-minute buffers.
The thing is, 5 minutes is a long time.
5-minute buffers are here's how they go now. We both get a 2.5-minute clock.
For anything we want?
The other one can't talk. Because I feel like we kind of egg each other on.
Right, and then you reset each other's clock. Like, yeah. Reset my clock. Yeah, okay. That's fair. It's almost like an ATI, PTI, around the horn, where you get, like, your minutes, whatever.
2.5 minutes on the clock for you.
Right. My daughter was drawing a picture for her mother. And she was like, here, Mom, here's the picture. And it was a picture of a goddamn dying flower. It was like a wilting flower with a black cloud hanging over it. And I think you should sell it as a t-shirt for Sad Boy Season. That's almost like when a cat brings you a dead mouse. You know what I mean? She's like, here you go. And it was just like, what the fuck is this? That is a pretty, I feel like a red flag that I need to worry about. My kid is drawing dead flowers for me?
I'm going to interrupt in 20 seconds after your 2.5-minute clock
started.
No,
that's fine. Yeah, please.
It sounds a lot like Gary Goldman.
Yeah. Maybe we got some issues. Yeah. But she was like, it's a flower. It's a dying flower. I was like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, I'll show it to you. She did. I'm happy she gave it to her mom and not me. I would have been like, what the fuck?
Oh, wow. Well, it's at least a bright dying flower.
Yeah, there are, like, the colors are there, but then there's that black thing, and she said it's a dying flower. And I'm like, how do you even know what a dying flower is? Who's teaching you that shit?
Bro, Jay gave you the black spot.
Yeah, right?
You're fucked.
I know. That's like the black hand, right?
I think the black spot is, what's the black hand? The black spot is what the pirates gave.
The black hand is what the mob gave you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Pirates invented it. They gave you a black spy. I mean, you're fucking done, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm a marked man now. Yeah. I mean, that's... And I already told you how Keegan doesn't respect me anymore, so... Keegan looked me dead in the eyes.
Real tough,
and said,
losing the respect
care.
To your son at 2. you haven't even told him what you do for a living yet.
There's going to be real reasons that he shouldn't respect you that he doesn't even know yet. And he already doesn't respect you.
You haven't even mentioned that you're a podcaster.
Can't wait for career day for the first time. I'm a firefighter. I'm a CEO. I'm a podcaster. You can catch me on the internet talking about pussies eating farts on career day. And that, kids, is
5 minutes! See, this is my problem. This is we gas each other up, and it's just.
But that one I walked right into. Like, I didn't even think of it, man. I didn't even think of it. But that's okay. We're good enough. HelloFresh, we can do that now. HelloFresh is good enough.
Till he can start seeing you have to, like, think. Like when he's like, I can pick up the same things as daddy, and then daddy does an internet show. Fuck this dude's lessons.
Wait till Keegan sees videos of me trying to burn snow with a lighter with a tinfoil hat on.
Keegan, don't run. That's because you can't catch me, you slow bitch.
Look at me, Dad. I can jump. I can jump off the ground. I'm not afraid of gravity, you fat old bitch. He scared me, man. Looked me dead in the eyes and said, stop clapping. Like he was, I told you he was clapping the powder, doing a little run. Yeah. Stop. Looked me dead in the eyes. Didn't break a contact.
What do something about it.
Like, fuck you, he's Keegan.
Keegan's going to turn four and just be like, all right, Kevin Francis, can I have the room, please?
Definitely going to call me my first
name. Yeah.
Definitely.
Hey, Kevo, shut the fuck up.
That is one of the, like, I didn't have any, I had one friend like that. I didn't have many. I had one single friend like that. But I know it's like a thing on Black Twitter. Like, my kids call their parents by their first name.
That kid, West Coast Joe, the sneaker kid, he definitely called his mom, man.
Yeah.
Definitely called her a bitch to her face. Hey, bitch, where are my sneakers? Ann, get me the Jordans. Get them for me.
Like, Susan, make me a sandwich. I'm like,
what?
Jesus Christ, dude. She's not going to kill you? Like, because Polly would not be okay with being called by her first name, except she was listening to podcasts, so I can do it here.
Polly!
I know. Polly it's not so only doesn't like getting called by her first name. She not only doesn't like getting called by her first name, she doesn't Polly doesn't like. There was a time when I went, like, lived in Spain, quote unquote, but it was kind of living because I was like 16. And, I was like, my mom here. She's like, you're fucking what?
Yeah, nah, you don't. Polly don't play that. No.
You know, I'm not Polly. I'm your mom. No one else is your mom. Deal with it.
I cook food for you. I keep you.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Voicemails, let's go.
KFC Fight, Super Deucer, BC, whoever else in the studio. So I got a conversation with one of my friends about our playlist, and we swapped them back and forth. And I had a sex playlist, and he didn't. And he thinks more people have sex lists. I mean, I'm not a fuckboy. I just have a sex list. I barely even fucking use it, along with my gym playlist. But also, while going through my playlist, I realized I don't have any country songs on there, because who wants to fuck the country? But have you ever noticed in country songs, they always say making love rather than, like, fucking? Like, I didn't know. So how many people do you think have a sex playlist? Viva.
I think sex playlist is college shit at latest.
I was going to say, the last time I made one was college.
Yeah.
And I tried to make it, like, not, like, I tried to make it, like, some kind of, like, hip-hop and R&B songs that are more, like, good songs that mention sex or, you know, I'm not putting, like, slow bump and grind R. Kelly songs on there. I tried to make it, like, I don't know, like 112, like Peaches and Cream, that kind of shit.
I think mine was, like, slower. Mine was lovemaking.
I was going to say, you were making love. Yeah. Mine was, like, 112.
And feel like making love.
Yeah. See, do you want to fuck to that now?
Well, that's not the song. It's just that's not a song that would be on it. It's just, like, it was always songs that I heard at the end of Scrubs. And that was...
that... It's the most depressing thing.
Like, it was, they were honestly like, they weren't even like,
where
they
do
were
you just, get your sexual inspiration? The end of Scrubs.
It was literally called the Scrubs mix. It was like, and it was just like, but I used it as a fucking fuck mix. And it was just, I wish I had even had the fucking John Dorian voiceovers. Like, sometimes a friend dies.
Oh, I thought this was like it or something. This is the, like,
no,
can you play, like,
no, this was on like a personal iTunes on like, a Dell laptop.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's nowhere.
Like, literally the exact same thing I had. I also feel like this is like a cultural ethnic thing. I feel like white people don't have, like, I feel like black people have like fucking, like, musical playlists where they're fucking.
I think it's an age thing. Cause, bro, guess what? If we start, like, getting into the mood to fuck, and I get a hard dick, and I have
one
to get up
in,
and put on music.
Oh, I was going to say.
When I get back to bed, we're not having sex anymore.
Well, I totally agree with that. But also, let's say you achieve it. How long does this mix need to be?
Yeah.
You fucking through how many? Let's say you have a good night, like four songs, maybe? In your bra. Like, no shot, right?
Four songs, the last three are a cool down.
Right. But two of them are foreplay. One of them's a cleanup. One of them's while I'm getting the towel.
Yeah, my fourth song is just a fucking yoga lady. Like at the end of a session, like, everyone lay on your backs with your palms facing down.
Do the baby pose.
Yeah,
yeah, man. I mean, that's like if, I mean, can you imagine if you needed like a hour long playlist? You know, like. Fuck, you know, the only way that's happening.
I tell you what, some fucking bullshit that's happening right now is I can hear Jackie laugh a little too hard behind us.
These old guys can't fuck for more than 4 minutes. How was work today? Good. I work with some old losers who can't fuck.
Jackie's like the 65 Colombian fucks for an hour and a half.
30-year-old Frenchman can lay down.
Yeah.
So I think it's weird if you have. But I do you play music at all now?
No.
Like
never.
Like the last time I would play music, I would do some, like I would put on like Halsey or something that's like, you know, you're not like, you don't want to put on music that
Halsey
you know
wasn't even born the last time I listened to music having sex.
I think you definitely can't put on like I don't know, fucking, I can't even think of a good example. I'm trying to like, what would be like the worst sex music? Like Blink 182 or something like that.
Ah.
Can't fuck to Blink.
Well, I mean,
like ska music, you know. Put on some punk rock. Oh, I don't know. I'd say that, but Machine Gun Kelly just came out with his own vibrator.
Right.
Honestly, the merch game is strong when you can drop a sex toy.
Yeah.
And I bet you bitches are buying those. Yeah. I mean, all it is just like a pink vibrator, and I think it has like his brand like logo.
Yeah,
on
no,
the side.
I've seen it. It's not very good. Yeah. It's like it's a vibrator, not a dildo.
Right, right, right.
A little pocket rocket.
Right. I feel like if you were to design, if you were going to have the Feidelberg vibrator, what would it be? A fighter of a.
If I could design a
vibrator. Like, a fightbrator.
What do you like? It would be a pocket rocket.
Yeah.
I don't think dildos are used that much. I think it's like, that's a whole thing.
I agree that it's weird to just like blast yourself with a rubber dick.
Yeah.
I think but like those rabbit ones are fucking diesel, you know?
The rabbits are big deal, but like, that's like jerking off with lube. That's like, I gotta fucking.
But I'm saying,
I gotta put in work. I'm gonna have to clean up after this.
I'm saying if I were to design one and have like my name on it, I think I'd want it to be like, it's got the dick and it's got the vibrating ears and it's got the thing in your ass and it's got the thing that spins. Like, if it's gonna have my name on it, it's gonna be fucking everything.
Mine would be a fuck machine attached to a bench saw.
My vibrator is attached to old school locomotive train wheels, you know?
No, I want the fucking fast.
How about those things that just straight up suck on your clit? You know those ones? It looks like the forehead temperature taker, forehead thermometers. Just pop it on the clit and just watch that thing go to town. If I'm putting my name on a vibrator, it's doing some work.
Pop that on the clit and just start cooking dinner.
Hello Fresh, it'll be done in 15
minutes.
You walk
around like your fucking octopus sucking your puss.
Next goddamn voicemail.
I should have just not been in the room.
Jackie's just going to sue us one day. Something's going to go wrong. She's going to be like, I wasn't actually offended, but I had to be in the room for a lot of conversations.
KFC, fight. What is the best way to tell someone to shut the fuck up about their cancer story?
Whoa!
The backstory is I come from a very large, close-knit family, and a couple of months ago, my cousin, who was like my sister, moved back into the area with her husband. They've been married for 10 years, and by all accounts, he seems like a decent guy. I've hung out with him a handful of times over the years and never had a problem until they moved back into town. Anytime there's a get-together with family or friends, he feels the need to tell the story of how he survived non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Since they've moved back here, I've heard this story at least 5 times now, most recently at a Super Bowl party. In my opinion, the storytelling is getting reckless and out of hand, and he needs to be stopped. I am willing to be the one to end this madness. How should I do it? Keep in mind, I don't really give a shit about his feelings, and he's fully recovered and completely healthy now. The cancer was 8 years ago, so I feel like the statute of limitations of people feeling bad and caring about it has run out.
Let me tell you what I think's happening. I think that this is someone else's story. They're worried about like their voice being heard. They needed like a friend to do it, and so they wrote it out.
Smart.
Because
that's
I think smart. Like even if someone
but also
was,
you
like,
got like the, I mean, I guess he probably just kind of just maybe fucked with specifics, but like. I don't know. If I recovered from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma 8 years ago and was recently telling the story of a Super Bowl party, it's got to be a fairly small number of people.
So, but what's your point?
that'd be like, well, I know. I at least have a small guess of who this was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know this is about me.
Yeah, 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 right. I mean, I know exactly what he's talking about. It's a touchy subject. I don't. It depends. How close are they?
I did. I don't know, Nick.
It's his cousin who's like his sister's husband.
Cousin who's like his sister husband. So like basically a brother-in-law. Let's call it.
Yeah.
I think this is you are on one extreme or the other. I think you can't say anything. You can't say anything. You can't say anything. You can't say anything until you reach a certain point of comfortability,
uh-huh.
And then you can say, "Would you shut the fuck up about your cancer story?" Like you either can't say anything, or you're close enough where you can just bust their balls and be like, "Yeah, man, we know you didn't die. Shut the fuck up." I don't think there's a in between where it's like, "Hey, we're kind of close, but we're not close enough. So I'm going to bring this up, but I'm not really going to bring it up." And da 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 da. I think you either can or you can't.
I think you can just go. Did you score on your first goal on your first shift back in your first NHL game?
And compare then, it to like some other great cancer like, story.
Oh, you did that. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Are you Mario Lemieux?
Right. Did you? Yeah. We need another good, like when Lance Armstrong, didn't he win it after cancer, right? After
Lance,
he lost the ball.
But Lemieux had non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
So it's specifically the exact cancer.
We're not just cancer. Lemieux had non-Hodgkin's.
But is it,
I think it's now called Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is now called Hodgkin's?
There's definitely something different about it.
Is that a bad one? When I hear that, I feel like that's the okay cancer.
Okay,
Am I underestimating the Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was when Lemieux got Hodgkin's disease, mm-hmm. which is now known as Hodgkin's lymphoma. So I guess he didn't get non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He got Hodgkin's lymphoma. I could have sworn it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma because guess what? Pretty sure that was on 1992, the year in sports. but yeah, I'd just be like, I don't know.
I feel like
the cancer thing's a little touchy-feely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like 90% of the time you can't, and that last 10% has to be, like, your best friend or your buddy, like, your brother or, like, somebody really close.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, you don't see me all the time being like, I hate E. coli, right?
John's a survivor. You know?
Also, I do tell it all the time. All the
time. John Confessions this week.
John, think about how often John tells his E. coli story, and then you're going to tell people who survived a terminal disease to not tell that tale.
Yeah, it's also like...
But it's a good story.
I think it matters how he's telling it.
Do you have a good story?
Yeah.
Is it just that you had this fucking cancer and beat it? Or is it some funny jokes? Yeah, is there some wow factor? Give me any other story.
Yeah, tell it. Yeah. If you're telling a good story, I'll hear it a million times.
That's the thing. You know, oh, man, you know, he tells that story about how he scored the touchdown in high school every fucking party. It's like, yeah, that story sucks. If that's a good story, yeah, tell him the one about the time in high school. So that's the thing. It's not even about the cancer. It's about your storytelling.
You're just not a very good storyteller, sir. Help him
Let
punch
me
it up a bit.
Tell the story.
Right? Clearly, this man's a writer.
Yeah.
Help him punch it up a bit.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Last one. What do we got?
KFC Fights. Got a question for you. I was listening to Hey Babe podcast with Chrissy D and Sal. They were talking about how going through communion as a kid, everybody drank out of the same chalice. You had like 50 to whatever, 200 people drinking the same fucking wine, and all they did was wipe the rim a little bit. Then this post, or I guess current COVID shit, wondering what's the grossest thing we just accepted when we were younger that we're just never going to do again. Thanks.
All right. That's right along the lines of church is peace, touching everybody's hands.
Sure, but I don't think that's going to be I remember like wondering is when COVID first hit, like
I don't think anything's going to change now.
It's like are we going to be like our grandmothers, yeah. Like fucking I don't know. I actually don't remember anything that like I guess like grandparents used to like bury money in a tin in the backyard, yeah. Or like they did something weird with bread. I think I don't think any of my grandparents did it, so I don't really know. But I was like, oh, I wonder what like the lasting
effects
of this pandemic will be for us. And I don't think I personally for me, I don't.
I mean, the rest of the country's just gone back to normal.
I just drank sodas with you. I don't fucking care. It's like I don't think every time I see someone, I hug them. I thought for a while that might be gone.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit when I and you know if anyone I see, I it's basically to me I treat it like an STD where like. If I trust you, we're good.
Yeah.
If you know, if you're a stranger.
And guess what? It takes very little for me to trust you. You know? So I'll just be like, all right, we're cool.
Yeah. I'll hug you. If you're sure I haven't seen, like, I'll be like, nice to meet you kind of
deal. I don't know. I do feel like maybe at church where you're like, there's just no reason to really touch random strangers. Like,
yeah, but I.
Like, okay, all at once, everyone do the stranger touching.
But I think that there's no reason for us because we don't give a shit about that. I think, like, the people who go to church
that
are
means
like,
something
yeah,
to them.
That's like, there's
do you think that they won't drink out of the chalice? That is gross.
I don't think I think they will probably. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a church going guy, but I will. You know, if I go to a bar, which is my church, and someone's like, "Hey, you want a sip of this?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I'll take a sip of that."
That's different than like if we just passed around one drink at the bar, everybody took a sip of your wine.
You know,
that's
in,
wacky.
In high school, my sophomore year, they stopped serving it. I don't know if I've told the story because one kid just went up there and just chugged the whole thing. He was like, we had to go to mass on like Thursday mornings, and they would give like little sips to everyone.
Yeah,
and he just fucking slammed. You know, it's a glass of wine.
Yeah,
nothing crazy. But they were like, okay, no more,
no more of that. Dude, speaking of Chrissy D, did you see he had Tristan on? He has Chrissy Chaos, his new solo podcast. Tristan is his baby mama's
baby daddy.
Baby daddy.
Yeah, I did see. I saw a clip.
It's just so funny because like. Chris has done such a good job of weaving him into the show where he's like, I'm going to fucking tell Tristan that. I'm going to, you know, Tristan this and Tristan that. Like, you're always hearing his name. And I think the kid is Tristan Jr. So sometimes, like, Tristan's walking out as, like, a 12-year-old. He's like, fucking Tristan. And he just had him on the show as, like, this meeting of the minds of the baby daddies. And it's just so fucking funny. And, like, getting and knowing, like, what I'm assuming is like the character of Jasmine, the way like Chris talks about her, the fact that like this woman is, and she just is like, you know, the badass Puerto Rican chick that he's always talking about. Yeah. And like these two guys, they're both talking about how like Jasmine's going to like beat up both of them basically. You know what I mean? Like they're in the same boat together. It's just so goddamn funny. When he gets going about his like wacky family, it is so funny. If you haven't seen Chrissy Chaos, go watch it on YouTube and subscribe. What's a COVID? I don't think day to day people will change things. I think like institutions will have to change things. Like when you go to like a sporting event, something might be different. Like because
I don't even know about that.
I think there might be like liability shit though that they have to do. You know, and I can't even think of it. But
I think maybe there will be stuff until like everyone's vaccinated and all that shit.
Yeah,
like,
and then once
like
that
they're checking, like,
how about Biden being like we got enough? Like everyone's gonna be vaccinated by May. Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
talk about raising the bar.
Right.
Hey, it was supposed to be August, and then he was like, "Nope, don't worry, we're way ahead of schedule." May. It's like May. You are not going to make that deadline, bro. We have just proven that we are a logistical nightmare of a country. I don't care how many you got. It's about how many people are going to get
it. It's basically May right now. If it's a month that begins with M, it's May.
Bro, I drove by the Javits Center the other day for people getting shots. The line was like out the door, down to 11th Avenue, snaked back to 10th, snaked back to 11th. I was like, this is a fucking disaster.
I honestly think I'll be the last person in the country to get it.
Well, you know what, though? It's kind of doesn't matter. If you were the last person, you wouldn't need to get
it. Yeah, right.
I don't ever need this thing.
I think if I showed up and there was a 3-block long line, and clearly the line you just described is much longer, I'd be like, well, I'm not going to do this today.
No, yeah. Like, pass.
I have
to send an email.
I have lots of other things to do.
About my taxes. Yeah. Gotta make my bed.
Yeah, I could literally do everything in line, but I'd be like, well, I need my workspace.
I do. You know what? I'll take it back. I do think lasting effect. I don't think like certain companies will be going back to work like in person.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to be able to work remote pretty much forever. But I also wonder about forever. Like a lot of places are like major institutions are like Google or something will be like, you can't come back until summer 2021. And even
I guess they said that
a while ago. Yeah, it's coming up, but they said
it
that
is
like a
crazy.
Year ago.
We were talking about this the other day, like. that like 1/32nd of my life has been spent like in COVID. A pandemic. Yeah. That's a lot. Jackie, 1/21st of her life has been
crazy.
That is a long ass fucking time where it sounds a lot longer than a year. Really, this has been
a chunk of your life.
And it's also a little bit disheartening that you hear the I don't know if it's a rumor or from health officials or what that say. People say that like 1 month, I think, or maybe it's 40 days. Is a habit forming amount of time.
Yeah. So we're way past that.
I'm 1 year in, and I'm like, same. We were talking about it with my parents the other day. My dad was like, I just need life to get back to normal. I was like, I think you're all about to learn. Your lives are pretty goddamn fucking normal right now.
Like, this is how it's gonna
it's
be.
Not that fucking like. I was like, I go to bars. I go home a little bit earlier than I used to.
Probably a good thing. Like any of the changes are probably for the better
and then
anyway.
Wake up and I get home. I sit on the couch for a bit. And then I fucking wake up, I go to work, I come home from work, and I cook dinner.
I think the people who are getting used to staying at home, like, it's one thing, you know, like I said, Google would say you can come back in the summer, but you don't have to come back. You know, 5 full years from now, if, like, you have a boss who's, like, a hard ass and your group is not performing or something, you can't see a boss being like, get the fuck back to work. Okay, like, this isn't working. I need everybody in the conference room. So everyone's coming back to work. It's been 5 years. Yeah. You're coming back to work, you know? I think forever is a long time to throw
out
there.
If everyone's vaccinated by May, I think by August. Not only will bosses want people back to work, I think, like,
people will be like,
I want to get back to work. Yeah. And this is it's not fun. Like, there are, like, I think yesterday we both didn't go in. Like, I was pretty fucking bored. Like, mm-hmm. I was, like, mm-hmm. fucking, I was doing stuff, but I was like, I don't have the same feel.
And well, that's an age thing too. It's like there was a time when I was a young man. If Deloitte didn't have work for the day, it was like I cannot wait to just sit here and do nothing. Yeah. And now, you know, whether it's a little bit of just age and ambition and just whatever, it's like okay, I've hung out for like a solid hour and a half doing nothing. I got to go do some shit now. So maybe it'll be that. And then, I don't know. Maybe people start using condoms. See you next time. I've got some issues that nobody can see. And all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the light for you. It's only right. This is the soundtrack to my life. The soundtrack to my life. 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 To my life.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save.